Sam Mitchell repeatedly on Off the Record reflected this picture that he was a big fan of Jose Calderon. Sam Mitchell, you expressed faith in Jose all the way. So we have to ask you this question. Are the Raptors better today, given the fact that they traded away Calderon, than they were yesterday at this time?
Well, they're better, Mike. I still think you'd give up a lot when you lose Jose at the point guard position. It would have been great if they could have kept Jose and added Rudy Gay, but I understand the financial dynamics of the NBA has changed where they couldn't do that. But they are a better basketball team with Rudy Gay. There's no doubt that Rudy Gay is a talented small forward. And I've said it on NBA TV. I've said it on your show. As far as athleticism and talent, Rudy Gay has the same type of talent that a Kevin Durant has. The question is, and I say this, I would not say put the pressure on Rudy Gay as saying he's a superstar or an all-star because he's yet to make an all-star team. He is a very, very good player, but yet hopefully in Toronto and Brian Colangelo and the rest of the Raptors world, they're hoping that this move shakes him up a little bit and he steps out of that shell and becomes a true all-star.
So the job then falls largely on Dwayne Casey's shoulder, a guy with enormous talent who likely is not performing as well as his talent would suggest he should. How would you handle Rudy Gay? What buttons would you push, Sam?
Well, it's not on Dwayne Casey, Michael. It's on players, man. At the end of the day, as a coach, now Dwayne Casey got to put Rudy Gay in a situation and a system that Rudy Gay can flourish. And that comes through dialogue, having a conversation. What do you like? Where you like the ball? So you can design an offense around Rudy Gay that's going to make him comfortable. The question is, Rudy Gay got to want it. You know, Michael, there's a small line, a distinct line between being a good player and an all-star. Okay, and it's a work ethic. It's wanting it. It's when you're tired. It's that fourth game in 5 days going out and go getting it. It's a lot of things and a lot of hard work that you have to put in. But there's a lot of good players in the NBA. But there's only a handful of superstars. And then there's a small minority of legit, what I call legit all-stars. So Rudy Gay has all-star, superstar-type talent. He's yet to demonstrate it on a consistent basis. That's why he hadn't made all-star teams. But Toronto definitely did the right thing by acquiring Rudy Gay. The question is Rudy Gay now going to step up to the pump and become the face of the Raptors?
Here's a question, and it doesn't call for a long answer. Is this season done for the Raptors?
Well, this trade gives them hope. I'm sure the people in Raptor land is hoping that bringing Rudy Gay in, and you look at the East, that eighth spot is still within in sight. But they're going to have to go get it because Boston is not going to go quietly into the night, you know. And so they still have an outside chance of getting it because if you're Toronto, you got to try to make the playoffs because you traded a potential lottery pick in bringing in Kyle Lowry.
So Brian Colangelo made some comments that I thought were shocking. He was referring to Bargnani and he said, maybe it's run his course. Maybe it's time for him to change address. Are you shocked by that? And does that not tell you that he is actively out there shopping Bargnani?
No, I'm not shocked, man. And you got to give Brian some credit. He's been very patient. Look, Andrea, the former number one pick, he's been very patient with Andrea. He's given Andrea carte blanche. He's also put him in an environment to where, look, Andrea, and I go back to this. Sometimes when you make a decision how hard to push a player to try to reach his potential, it's a dicey situation. Now, we can all look back and say Brian Colangelo and management should have let the coaches push Andrea hard. You know, and that could have been a bad thing because he could have went the other way. And so there's a lot of different ways of trying to handle a player. At the end of the day, though, it falls on the player. When you are a former number one pick, look, coach is going to kiss your butt, management going to kiss your butt. You're going to have carte blanche to go out and play. You know, they're not going to critique every little thing you do. So Andrea's failure in Toronto is not just, it's not a failure of the Raptors organization per se because they've given him green light to be a great player. It falls on Andrea because he just haven't stepped up and embraced that role and understood what comes with being a number one pick.
Quickly, just a few seconds left, though, react to Dwayne Casey's reaction last night, who finally exploded at the refs, suggesting refs had cost them 4 games this season.
Well, I watched that, and look, if you watch that particular play, Michael, it wasn't a foul. DeMar DeRozan had lost the ball after he caused the contact. Now, those other three situations, it's tough for Dwayne because, again, and I think Brian Colangelo said it best on NBA TV. If you get a Toronto Raptors 4 more wins, they're right there looking at the playoffs, looking at the A spot. So it is frustrating when the game comes down to a situation like that. And like all coaches, you explode. But You know, they down. Look, they got to forget about all that. You got Rudy Gay. You got a new lease on life. Go out and play good basketball and give yourself a chance.
Got to wrap it up, not because I got to go, not because the show's got to go, because you got to go. It's your day off, and you said, I'll come in for OTR. We appreciate that, Sam. Thanks for doing this.
Michael, I come in for you, and if you're OTR, you're my guy.